launcher.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a boat would you use for fishing on a small lake?
A bateau.
What does that look like?
Flat on the bottom, fairly high sides, pointed at the bow.
Mm-hmm.
Seats across the back and across the middle.
Mm-hmm. All right. If a child was just learning how to dress himself, the mother might bring his clothes and put them down in front of the child and say, here, finish the sentence starting with here.
Here are your clothes.
Good. And let's see, if you met a little boy on the street and he was afraid of you, you might let him know that you were not going to injure him by saying, don't cry, I
will not harm you.
All right. And let's see, if someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it. We're
glad to do it.
Glad
to give you a ride. Mm-hmm. It was our pleasure.
Yeah, and what you're really saying, the meaning is that you had intended to go into town anyway.
I was going anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. One more. If somebody said, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no, it
was my twin brother.
Well, to indicate that it was not you, you would say, no.
No, it was not me.
All right. Let's see. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little piece of cloth to use as a
sample.
Mm-hmm. And you say to a child, my, what a, it's a becoming dress. You say, my, what a
pretty.
And she says, I have one at home that's even
prettier.
Mm-hmm. And a woman wears over her dress in the kitchen
an apron.
And this thing that you write with is called a
pen or pencil.
All right. And a thing that you put a pin a baby's diaper with is called a
pin.
All right.
Safety pin.
Mm-hmm. Soup usually comes in a can made out of
metal.
What kind of metal?
Aluminum.
Or
zinc.
Maybe if it was older, it would be. Or a drinking cup would be made, or a bucket would be made of, or a roof might be made of.
Galvanized.
Yeah, galvanized what?
Metal.
What kind of metal? Frothing from Mary Catherine in there.
Galvanized.
Just very common metal.
Sheet metal.
The Wizard of Oz, the Woodman, was made out of.
I never did know that wizard.
Can you think of any other way, Mary Catherine, to get him to say it?
Galvanized tin.
Thank you. Okay, let's see.
That was a really hard one to do.
And a dime is worth how much?
Dime is worth how much?
Mm-hmm.
10 cents?
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Let's see. When you go out in the wintertime, what would you put on over your suit?
Top coat, raincoat.
Mm-hmm. And then in a three-piece suit, you have a coat and a
vest
and
pants.
Do you have any other names for the bottom part?
Of the pants?
Mm-hmm.
Trousers.
Any other older, maybe, or joking name?
No, pants, trousers.
How about work clothes?
Put on jeans or put on mm-hmm. Work pants.
All right. And then you would say the coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It fit.
And if your old suit wore out, you might have to go and buy yourself a brand...
New one.
Or a new what?
Suit.
Okay. And then if you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them...
Bulge.
Then we've got two verbs in a row here. If you went outdoors without your coat, somebody might run after you, and he brings it to you and says, here, I have...
Your coat.
I have done what to your coat?
I have brought
mm-hmm.
you your coat.
And if there was a package, they might say the delivery boy from Jones's store. Say
brought this
mm-hmm.
package to you.
And they say, please blanket back. Same word.
Brain.
Mm-hmm. And then if you washed something and it were not sanforized in hot water, it might
shrink.
And yesterday it
shrunk.
And every shirt I have washed recently has...
Shrunk.
Mm-hmm. If a little girl or a big girl likes to put on fancy clothes, you say she likes to...
Dress up.
And what if she likes to put on makeup?